Welcome to the More Business, More Life podcast. This show is for socially conscious leaders, entrepreneurs, CEO founders that have found success, but they don't have the ideal life that they would like. And what we're going to do is bring in concepts and systems so that we can increase business with millions of additional revenue while lowering our work hours, ideally below 40 hours a week. We call this More Business, More Life. And it's an and, not an or. We don't have to have either or. We can actually systemize this to have both. And those are the concepts we're going to come with each episode. Sometimes we might talk a little bit more about business, sometimes more life, most of the time, both. So welcome to the show. Welcome to More Business, More Life. On today's podcast, we're going to talk about time and how big is that, right? The past, the future, right now. We want to live in the present moment. We're always told that. But a lot of us entrepreneurs, CEO founders, we're these achieving monsters, if you will. And I mean that in the most best way possible. But we get lost in this, right? And we're over planning, or we're feeling guilty that we didn't do enough, because when you're in that achievement mindset, nothing's ever enough, right? And so you're always feeling guilty you didn't do enough. And then you're worried about your plans for tomorrow, and that leaves you lost in time. You're either in the past or you're in the future. And right now, the present moment is the most powerful place to be. And we're going to talk about the actual tools that we've all used in our life to start living in that present moment while still planning and still learning. We want to learn from the past, plan for the future, but live today. How do you do that every day? That's what this is about. So listen in. We're going to go deep on this. I've got Melissa Barrett, Stephanie Vetter, Giovanni Godina, and myself, Steve Napolitan, as you probably, if you've been listening, the cast of characters here. And we're all here for love and helping. And today we want to talk about time. You know, when we think about More Business, More Life, a lot of people think that time is the most important thing. And it is important. I'm not denying that the way we use our time and such is important. However, if we focus on time, then we miss a lot of other things. We're going to break that down in a number of ways. But just one thing is that I actually am a bigger fan of energy. See, we often worry about time when actually we need to be focused on our energy. If you have all the time in the world, but your energy is depleted, then how are you showing up in the world, right? So, you know, even if you have all the time in the world, but you have no energy, then you lose that. And then let's go deeper on time, because actually the way that we think about time, the way that we act with time, actually can affect our energy. And here's how. So here you are in the present moment, and then you start feeling guilty about the past. You start feeling like, I should have done that. I should have done this. And I think we've all been there. I definitely have done that. I beat myself up. I've even told myself that I was a failure or even a loser. I definitely have said those things in my mind in my younger years, and I actually believed it. I thought that I wasn't good enough, and that is a reflection of the past, right? So you kind of get stuck in the old you, and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm not good enough, and that doesn't help us, right? How does that feel in your energy, right? It's depleting your energy, and that's why one of our values is growth, because life is learning, so there is no failure. You only lose or fail if you quit, if you stop. And I'm not talking about one thing. I'm talking about life. If you give up on life, it could be hard. And I'm not saying we don't need help. I'm not saying any of those things. Those are all other topics of discussion. But what we want to do is we want to focus more on the present. And I don't believe that the words are spelled exactly the same for an accident. What I mean by that is, a present is a gift, right? So you can say present and spell it the exact same way, and that means gift. And you can say present, which also can mean current time, like right now, what you're living. And the present is the gift, right? It's living in this moment. So we talked about the past, but what about the future? So we can equally get lost in the future. We can overplan. Now, I'm not saying planning is bad, and even that's part of the topic of today's discussion is, how do you plan? How do you structure things so you can have the freedom that you want, yet live in the present moment? Because sometimes when we think of the present moment, we think, oh, then I'm just a feather in the wind. I'm just going to see what happens. I have no plans, no agenda. Oh, and that's beautiful. But I believe you have to plan for that, right? Like, if you want that more in your life, that's why I call structured freedom. If you plan accordingly and in a good way for your life, then you can have more feather moments. You can have more compartments of time that allows you to live in that moment. But we can live in that moment here at my desk. I can live in this moment on this podcast, right? With all of you putting my intention into this moment and give all my love and all my energy and not worry about what I'm going to do next. I did actually right before this podcast, I'm going to a speaking engagement and I'm picking up a microphone because I'm going to get a new microphone and I'm picking it up. And so after this, I have to pick that up. And I'm only remembering that right now because I'm doing this talk, because I swear to you, just a minute ago, I wasn't even thinking about the microphone. But I literally have to get off this podcast, go get in my car and go pick up a microphone, which is rare for me. Usually I'm pretty smooth about the day, but I forgot. It's my fault. I could have picked up the microphone last week. I didn't do it. So that's my fault. I didn't put it on my plan tomorrow today. It's my fault. I got to own that. And I got to go pick up the mic because I want it, because I want to do a good job. However, as soon as we hit record, as soon as we started this podcast, gone. Now I've trained myself in this because I'm not going to worry about the microphone. If something happens, and even the rendezvous point from the audio engineer that I'm getting the microphone is not even clear right now. He's like, well, because he wanted to do something different. And I was like, I can't. I got to record a podcast. And he's like, all right, well, call me when you get out of your podcast. So I might not even get the microphone. I could be so worried right now. Oh my gosh, I'm not going to get the mic. You know what? But I'm not. I'm not. What will that serve me? How will that serve me? If I ruin this podcast because I'm not present, how will that serve me? It won't. And can I change? Can I sit here and worry and keep my mouth shut? And, you know, and I have a fabulous team here. I could have canceled. I could have said, oh, I'm not going to be on today's podcast. But because of my speaking engagement, I'm going to miss a couple other podcasts. So I'm like, I don't want to miss another one. But I wasn't overly worried about it. But I've trained myself in that. There were many times in my life I was always worried. Like, what if this happens? What if that happens? And I'm not saying I'm immune to that. But now I'm not in the present moment. So see how time can take away our energy, because then I would lose energy in this present moment because I'm worrying about the future, or I'm guilty or shameful to myself about the past. And now I'm not even in the current state. I'm actually not even in my current reality. I'm living in the past or I'm living in the future. So I want to hear how this affects the rest of the team here. I guess on my closing of this opening right now is just to say that it's just being mindful. I hope that even by us bringing this up, you can start to be mindful. But I guess you could also argue, well, how do you plan then? How do you do it? Well, I compartmentalize it. So I have a thing called plan tomorrow today. So like every day I plan tomorrow. And I've obviously messed up and didn't put the microphone on my plan, but that's okay because the universe is working for me and the audio engineer called me and now it's all going to be sorted. But I intentionally plan each day. Then I intentionally plan each week. Then I intentionally plan each month. And you just give little allocations of time. But once the plan is there, then I forget about it. I just let it go. And I know, and I have a sheet for the day. Okay, I know what I'm doing today. What's the simple, small step? And this actually helps against overwhelm and a whole bunch of things. So when you do this, when you can be in the present moment, you can change your life. I don't know, how does this work out for each of you? Like, when you find yourself thinking too much in the past or in the future, and how that affects you, I'm really curious.
I mean, it's so relatable. And I just think about, my dad has always said to me, there's no use, like it's a waste of energy to worry about something that you can't control. So if there is something, like maybe it's the unknown of the future, or it's a worry, or like you said, you can't control that you forgot the microphone. So that is, it's not a good use of your time or energy to sit here worrying about that, to have it like be a cloud over something else that you're doing. And in this case, such a beautiful thing where we're recording a podcast. So glad you're here for that. And not just here physically, but like here emotionally, like your presence, like that is all here. And so it's a lot easier to say that. I think we all know that, like, okay, we want to live in the present. It doesn't serve us to worry about the past or the future, but it's so much easier said than done. Like, you really have to be intentional around that. And I know for me, I'm definitely one of those people who likes to have that control, likes to know how things are going to play out to some degree. I like to have fun and be spontaneous and all that too. But I was always someone who had to know what was going to be next or when something was going to happen or what that was going to look like. And to be able to do that plan tomorrow, today, to allocate small moments of time to think about the next day or the day after that or the week or the month, it does give freedom. Like that worry, I used to get anxiety about that. Like I don't have that anymore. It's like a set it and forget it. Like, okay, I know what's going to be done. So I don't have to worry about that. Like it's out of my head. It's in the plans. It's in the calendar. It's wherever it needs to be so that you can just fully be in the moment. And it's, I mean, that's not the end all be all of it. It does take some mindset around that to fully be present, but it's a worthy cause. Invest and figure out how to do it because it does change your life.
That's what I love about that process. And I think I've said this before, but just announcing it publicly, I resisted making like a planning sheet because there's so many time management tools in the universe. I was like, not another one. But all my clients kept saying, Steve, but you do it in a really cool way. I like it. And it's so simple because we do agree with growth, right? So we want to reflect on the past for a moment. So I guess the thing is when you get lost in it, right? So it would be like reading a book and then read the same page over and 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 over. No, you just keep reading the same page and there's a whole other book or there's a whole, maybe it's a series of books, but there's a whole nother, there's other chapters, there's other parts of life. So in the plan tomorrow today process that you're bringing up, Stephanie, is that we reflect for a moment on like what worked well for today or in what didn't work so well. What did I learn? Now, what would I like for tomorrow? So, and I can do this every day for 3 to 5 minutes. Like I was timing it because I wanted to be able to share this with everyone. So I think my longest one was 7 minutes. I had like more things I wanted to write down. But on average, I can do this in 5 minutes every day. And then you're done. And then when I leave work, I do it right at the end of when I'm doing my work activities. Then I can leave and go be present. Again, be present with my family, not worrying about what's going to happen tomorrow because I know what I'm going to do. As soon as I show up to and I pick the time, I pick at this time, I'm going to show up and do these tasks. And then I show up, I do those tasks. So I guess the plan tomorrow today is actually the biggest tool. I thought I was going to say something else when we decided this topic today to be really direct, but it is the thing in my life that allows me to be in the past and in the future for about 5 minutes and then live the rest of my day in this moment.
Well, and I just was going to jump in because I have to say, I mean, I actually love plan tomorrow today, but there's almost like layers of plan tomorrow today. Because even when I thought I was doing it pretty well by establishing what my day looked like and my night and not incorporating kind of other people's emergencies into my own, I think the other thing was really trying to understand what I want my future state or what do I want that goal to look like? And I think once you have a vision of what you want, or even let's just say steps to the vision, because I'm not sure I have my long-term goal all the way picked out. Like, where do I want to be in 10 years? I don't know. But there are steps that I have in my mind about what I want to do and where I want to be. And so being able to prioritize those tasks while I'm planning tomorrow today, setting specific time blocks in order to plan tomorrow today, that's like a discipline where you are making sure that you're making time to be intentional about what you're doing and when you're doing it. And I think that allows you to be more present in itself because it's almost a mindfulness practice that's built into your schedule. And it's not always easy to do, by the way. I mean, I think plan tomorrow today, I just think is awesome because it kind of gets you thinking, but it also gets you to go, oh, what did I leave off my list? But there are other things that you might leave off. And then it's like, oh, I need to write that down. But the thing that was big for me was kind of the scheduling the breaks, as well as using my timer. Because, I mean, I think for me, when you talk about structured freedom, it's like it feels kind of heavy because you're scheduling so much. but it actually allows you to understand what your mind is going to be focused on and intentional about. And it's like, not like you're not flexible, but it allows you to kind of limit your distractions because you have focus, and then you can delegate or automate or even eliminate some of the things that you're doing so that you can free up additional time. It's really a whole mindset for me, I think layers, Stephanie, thank you, is a better word, because it's almost like when you did, Steve, your annual calendar, that was like, whoa. I mean, yeah. That was cool to me because it was like, I actually got to see inside your mind what your plan tomorrow, today look like, and yeah. What your plan year looks like, you know?
Yeah. So let's pause real quick and take a break, and we'll be right back. I just want to have an expression of gratitude right now for Pro Audio Voices. They're the ones that produce my podcast. And Becky and her team are amazing. And for those of you that know me, I'm all about wow clients, wow partners. And Pro Audio Voices is a wow partner for me. And if you want to learn more, you can go to proaudiovoices.com and you can learn about them. They also do audiobooks, and they're just amazing people. Thank you, Becky.
And you know, just by you saying that, it's so good, Melissa and Stephanie, both what you said, because it makes you reflect at, and Giovanni just said it's simple, but it might not be easy. And the easy part is the behavior part, the habits, but it is simply broken out for everyone, but you just have to do it. And then there's a lot of layers. And I think that's why we haven't really opened this up to the public or just said, oh, download this sheet, because it is a small piece of paper and it is just a few questions. But each one has so much meaning and so much depth, and the way that you do it, and like what you're saying, Melissa, it's so many little nuances to it that change the way that it comes into your life, right? Like, how good is it? How much does it help you? And so there's a lot of layers, but it makes it, but if you learn each layer step by step, and usually it takes someone like 2 weeks to kind of learn how to do it, and then maybe another 2 weeks to start bringing it into your life, and then probably another like 4 to 6 months or a year to like create it into your life. Like, now it's so ingrained in me, I don't even have to think about it. It's like happening, even with or without the sheet, I'm already like doing it. So that's why it's so fast for me. And I ask the clients to even mark how long it takes them, because I've been doing it so long, I can do it in 3 to 5 minutes, but maybe it takes other people 10 minutes. Yeah, I'm not quite sure, but I think you're right, Melissa. There's a lot of, it's just a life practice. But when you do it, it is simple. And if you do it, you could change your life forever and be more present.
Well, I'm curious to hear from Giovanni, since he is the master delegator. What does your plan tomorrow today look like?
Chaos. No, I'm on. As always, I'm on the other spectrum of all y'all, because I'm not a planner. And it was funny because I was listening to something this morning that was talking similar about this, and my wife was listening. Was there too, listening. And she like said it first, but I was thinking it as well. She's like, wow, like we're the opposites, because she's a super planner and like likes to have everything, like likes to know like 5 steps ahead of whatever it is that we're going to do. And I'm more of the, like, yeah, let's just show up, see what happens.
Free flow. Kind of thing.
And so that's always fun. But like, as far as like talking about this, like the present stuff, like that's something I'm learning too, though. Is like, I'm a person in general, I think about that, either that balance, or the word that's coming more into my life now is the harmony instead of balance. We use integration, right, for life work integration, because I think that still fits. And then harmonies like starts popping up, and like, oh, that seems like a really good fit too with our integration. But in general in life, like for me, it's like finding that harmony. Like, I've never been one to go to the too much of the extremes, or like to be in too much of the extremes of one thing or the other, right? So for me, like, maybe I have been in the past too extreme of going with the wind kind of a thing, like going wherever it takes me, like I'll go, and not having the plan, like not having, like if you're traveling, like, hey, if do you need a car? Well, I don't know, let's just show up. If you ever try to show up to a car rental place and they've never had a car, like you get kind of, that's kind of hard. Right. But if you have a reservation, if you thought of it beforehand, and then you have the reservation and you show up and like, oh yeah, I have it. So like for me, it's just trying to become and get into that harmony, because you don't want to go too far, right? Because I think for me personally, I wouldn't be able to, I can't handle too much of that. And I think that's where Plan Tomorrow Today comes in. It's such a great thing. It is that structured freedom, giving you that tangible, if you're someone like me who just likes to float and just see where life kind of takes you, but you actually want to get to a certain spot, like that's, I think that's like what we're talking about with Plan Tomorrow Today, is like such a key component of that, to be able to have that freedom. And it is, it's like saying, it's like letting go, right, Steve? Like you say, it's like once you have it all planned out, then you can just let it go. Think about it. Because how many people live by their calendars, right? Like, well, if it's not on my calendar, like I don't know about it. Like I'm the same way. Like even now, like if it's on my calendar, like if I'm supposed to do something or call somebody and it's not on my calendar, I'll forget about it, because there's so many different things already going on in my life that like if I don't have something to check, then it's just like, well, that didn't happen. So yeah, it's still chaos for me, but it's getting better and I'm getting more of that presence, being able to be present. So that is always, yeah, just layers, like everybody said. I mean, that's,
and I think just for you and Melissa, you both brought up like planning too far ahead is hard. Like for you, I don't know if the word was hard that you used, but even for Melissa to think 10 years out, does she really know where she wants to be? And some people do, some people don't. I always say when you're planning, like, let it be foggy. The farther out it is, let it be foggy, because you don't know who you're going to be tomorrow. Like you, every day you become another, another layer of yourself as well. Like that's why you can read a piece of content or hear a message and then learn something new. Stephanie was just talking about this the other day. She was watching one of our pieces of content that she's heard many times, and she got a new nugget out of it, or a new experience, or went deeper. So all those things are real and you want that to happen. And that's why I think I love Plan Tomorrow Today, because yes, like Melissa said, I can plan out my year. So basically, like I do know where I want to go 5-10 years from now, more or less, right? But it's not exact, right? I let it get foggy. Then 3 years out is a little bit more clear. 1 year out is pretty clear, pretty for me. It's pretty clear. Some other people might be only a month or two out. You can go with the experience that feels right for you. But then when I get down to what am I going to do in the next 3 months, even more specific. What am I going to do this month? More specific, right? Like things, plans are confirmed, things are more exact. What am I going to do this week? Even more precise, right? Like things are already happening, or I'm on my road. And then when you get to tomorrow, like for sure, that's why I'm like saying, okay, this is what tomorrow's going to look like. And then I just spent 5 minutes on that. Like the year is already done. I actually have my year calendar right here on my desk, because we were going over a few things, but I don't have to worry about it now. Like, so it actually allows me to be more in my present. Is it, could it change? Yes. Has it changed? Yes. Already. Like I just made this at the end of last year for 2024, and it's already changed, but I'm okay with that. So I'm not saying it has to be locked in stone, to your point, Jovine. Like we can still live, we can have flexibility, but a lot of things are understood. So it makes me in more peace, I guess. I guess that's the word that comes for me. Like, I don't know how it works for all of you, but when I have all this, what does having that do for me? Peace.
What was coming up listening to both you and Giovanni talk is there's not just an organization around it. And yes, we're planning a path to get to our goals, but it's like a mental health wellness, or it's some piece of it. It's like, it helps with your just mental health of knowing, and then being able to, like you said, reflect. I think that part is really important too, being able to look at what worked so we can learn faster and repeat what's going well and eliminate what's not going well. But it also, yeah, it really brings in that putting some peace to it, so you could just leave it be and sort of have that separation between your work and your life, right? Like to go into your evening and to have that and not be having things pop up like, oh, I forgot that I have to do this tomorrow. And so it takes away from being in that moment. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I was going to say is like it help with anybody who has anxieties about like the future or planning or something like that. Like it helps mitigate that, right? Because if you're kind of flying by the seat of your pants, or you have a huge to-do list and you're not planning the next day or days out, plan tomorrow today, then it's like it just exacerbates your that anxiety because you never know what's happening. But if you put it all down and like you're looser with it, like you have okay, the structure. I think that's the thing, the key to is not being so strict with it. Like you have to follow it to a T because I think that just causes more stress and anxiety for somebody. But like you have it, and then what's so fantastic about this whole philosophy, if we want to call it that, is that there's a secret little button at the end of it, and or a comment or a saying, just reset at the end of the day. If the day didn't go the way you wanted it to go, like you just reset and it's okay. And like I think having that really, so if anybody ever has like big, I think either stresses or anxiety around like their future or planning and stuff like that, I think this is like a really good place to start to help relieve that, to allow yourself to once one, they tell you it's always good just to get whatever's in your mind out, right? Writing it out, typing it out, just to get it out. So then it's not long just sitting there circulating, but getting it out. So then writing out your schedule. And then one, you have your schedule in front of you. So then you know what tomorrow's gonna look like. And if it changes during that day, that's fine. But then it's no longer having to worry about the future. And you can be present. I always love the story you tell about one of your clients that you worked with, and he's like, "How do you do this, Steve?" And you're like, "What? I'm like, how do you are you so present? Like, you're not on your phone. You're not like over after we're done with our meetings. You're not on your computer checking other work. You're like, you're just here with us. Like, how do you do it?" And we say like, "This is how I do it. I have nowhere else to be. Like, this is it." And I so few people I think in the world have that, right? Like. I myself, like, I'm still like, I'm all over the place having a 2-year-old now. I'm just like, what? So, yeah, I think that this is, it's like an amazing piece of amazing tool to have for people.
And even when you have a 2-year-old and things are not always the way you plan because they have their agenda inside themselves at a very young age, it could definitely, but it still can be easier than if you didn't have it because then there can be a little bit more guidance and things. I think it has changed my life. And that's why I think it's one of the biggest things. And I guess we'll probably for sure talk about this on another podcast, but just for today to kind of close things out, I appreciate all of your comments and I hope this really serves everyone. And I want to mention again our newsletter that we give out for free and we talk about these things more and more. And all you have to do is text WOW, WOW to 72,000. So that's 72000 72000 and text the word WOW to that number. And then when you get on there, then I want you to do this. Reply to one of our newsletters. We actually read those. It's not just sent out by a machine and we don't care. We actually read them. And if you really want to learn plan tomorrow today, then I would encourage you to go a little deeper with us. And I normally don't do this on the podcast, but it's just like coming out of me today because we talked a lot about plan tomorrow today. And it is one of the essential tools that we give to CEO founders and entrepreneurs, people that want to get a lot achieved. But how do you do it and still live your life? Because chances are you still love other things like music or traveling or family. And then we get lose sight of that because we're so passionate about what we're doing in our business. And then our planning doesn't work the way we want. And then all a lot of the time management tools take way too much time and big old day planners and things that never worked with my agenda. So this is a simple tool. And if you reply and you want to know more, then one of us team members will reach out to you because I don't know, I don't know when you're listening to this, but we're recording this in 2024. And right now we're sponsoring some companies. So if you want more help, maybe it's a fit for us to sponsor you. And the reason we're sponsoring people is because we want to share this with more people and we want more documentation of this. So in trade for the sponsorship, we want to document your success and share that with the world so we can help more entrepreneurs and more CEO founders. And so that's why we're doing it. So all you got to do is get on our newsletter. If you're already on the newsletter, then say, "Hey, I want to know more about Plan Tomorrow today," and we'll set up a call. Now, this is huge, right? To announce on the podcast. We may not be able to answer every single call, but we'll get back to you. I promise that we'll respond to the email. And I might have opened a door that we can't handle, but email us and we will, I know all of us, is everyone cool with that? Like the rest of the team, we'll try to take as many calls as we can and actually help you start planning your day. So I hope this is useful. And as always, remember, choose gratitude and create freedom. We'll see you on the next podcast.
Thanks for listening to the More Business, More Life podcast. I hope you got value. And if you did, we have so many more things for you at stevenopliton.com. You'll be able to connect with us on social media. We are active. You can ask us questions. And then on top of that, I want to give you a really big gift. And it truly is. We want to give so much value. We have an offering. It's a program called Clear Path to Customers. It's the same way that we attract wow clients and only working with the right people, the people we want to. And it's transformed my business into millions more in revenue with the right people and my clients. And we're doing it absolutely free. So you can go to stevenopliton.com and grab that. You just got to put in your information. We'll send it to you promptly. And that again is on stevenopliton.com. I look forward to having you on the next show. Until then, remember, choose gratitude and create freedom.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.